It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the National Summer Learning Association, summer learning loss amounts to 2 months' worth of reading for lower-income students. Today, Reading is Fundamental, better known as RIF, along with Macy's, is releasing a new survey regarding parents' attitudes toward summer reading. As part of WESA's Life of Learning initiative, we're going to look at RIF's plans to combat the summer reading slide. Joining me in Studio A is Catherine Heffernan, Assistant Director of Communications and Development for the Pittsburgh Office of RIF. Catherine Heffernan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Explain the goal of this program.
Well, today, actually, RIF and Macy's across the country launched a campaign called Be Book Smart. And this campaign is designed to get books into the hands of local children and children across the country. Essentially, customers who visit Macy's will have the opportunity to buy a $3 coupon, 100% of which the proceeds of that will go to benefit RIF. And then Macy's, in turn, will give them $10 off their purchase of $30 or more. So this is a really great way for local people and local customers of Macy's to actually positively impact the number of books in kids' homes and also to raise awareness of the importance of reading and learning and reading across the summer.
So the availability of books is certainly part of the equation here. How much a part of the equation also is the involvement of parents? Because some kids really love to read. Some kids would just rather when I was growing up, it was simply, you know, a TV was about the only distraction. You didn't have as many as of the distractions that exist today. So my mother would just make me turn off the TV and read. So how much of this involves the parents not only turning off the TV but saying, get off the computers, stop playing the video games, and, you know, sit down and we're going to have some reading time here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the point that you just hit on first, that access to books is so hugely important. About 66% of low-income kids in the United States don't actually have any age-appropriate books in their home, which is why programs like RIF are so important. But yeah, having parents involved, encouraging parents to read with their kids, that's something that is a really strong part of what we do. But if you don't have the access and you don't have the availability of those books in your home, it's really difficult to read with your child.
So how do you get the parents engaged? They may want to do it, but they may overlook it or not think about it, or in some cases just not think it's that important.
Yeah, our goal is first and foremost actually to get the kids really excited. And so if kids are going home and they're wanting to read and they're asking their parents, would you read this story with me, or talking about this really cool RIF program that they did, that's one of the really great ways that we think that we can get parents involved. We are also always at community events on the weekends and things like that, talking to parents. We're working with the schools that we work with and the preschools and things like that to really get that message out and to partner to reach parents who maybe don't think that reading is that important or don't have the tools in their home to be able to read to their children.
How much of a challenge is it to get the kids? I mean, some kids naturally gravitate toward books, but for a lot of kids, reading is viewed as a chore. So are there ways in which the RIF program is trying to get the kids excited and say, hey, you're going to like this?
Yeah, one of the core things that we actually emphasize is giving kids the options to select their own books and so that they can really create pride in book ownership. We also give them the books to take home and keep, which gets kids so excited, even kids who might think, oh, I'm not really into that, or seem a little bit hesitant at first when we show up in their classroom or when we pull up to their community center. When they get a book and they find a book that they're really, truly interested in, that all of a sudden they're really excited to go home and read that book. And you'll see some kids who are maybe a little standoffish at first really get excited when they understand that this book is theirs and it's theirs to keep. We make it a huge priority to have the most popular books available to kids. If kids are asking for really popular series, Percy Jackson, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, we make sure that we have those available so children who are a little bit more reluctant can find something that they want to read.
Is it especially important in the summer for kids to be reading? Because there's this learning loss that's been cited. So if the kids are not reading, what's the downside?
Actually, the National Summer Learning Association, which you mentioned first, said that all young people experience learning losses when they don't engage in educational activities in the summer. That's all children, regardless of background, regardless. And so it is really important to have them to be able to read, to be able to engage in literature. And I think a lot of things, that, and one thing that RIF is trying to push is that reading for fun and reading for learning are not mutually exclusive things. Those are two things that can go hand in hand. And if you get kids reading for fun over the course of the summer, it's going to have huge academic returns when they go back to school in the fall.
So as far as your reaction to the survey that's just been released regarding summer reading, does that ring some alarm bells?
It does. I mean, we hear a lot that kids are going home, they're watching television, they're playing video games, and that's just makes our work all that more important, and it makes our work with our local partners all that more important. So we're trying to get books into the hands of these kids so if they want to read that they have the opportunity to do that.
And when it comes to reading, as far as what sorts of skills, what sorts of aptitudes does that develop, whether, as you say, it's reading for fun or it's assigned reading? What does that do for the child?
A whole range of things. It improves spelling. It's connected to better grammar, a larger vocabulary, also content knowledge. And when kids are reading about things, they're building knowledge about other subjects. If they're reading a book about snakes, they're practicing reading, but they're also learning about snakes in the process. So it connects across all academic disciplines. And there's a lot of research that suggests that kids learn to read up until third grade. And after that, that's a critical milestone. After that, they read to learn other information. And so we're really trying to build those reading skills early so that they're ready to succeed beyond the third grade benchmark.
We're talking with Katherine Heffernan. She's Assistant Director of Communications and Development for the Pittsburgh Office of RIF, talking about how summer reading enhances a child's ability to retain learning lessons throughout the summer when there's a lot of downtime. What other programs is RIF undertaking to help student literacy?
This summer in particular, we have three programs that are running. There are year-round programs. Our probably most visible is called the Storymobile program. We have two. It's a library on wheels that travels to preschools, summer camps and out-of-school programs, and public housing communities across the city. It's a really great program. Visits feature a story time, a fun skill-building activity for the kids, and then the kids get the opportunity to borrow from this lending library. Our second program that we're running throughout the summer is called Books for Keeps. And similar to the Storymobile, it's a program where we're going into preschools and camps and out-of-school programs and doing activities and giving kids actually books to take home and keep. So we're helping to build home libraries and make sure that kids know that reading is fun and it's something that they can and should be doing over the course of the summer.
Are you seeing an increased need for your services?
Yes, I think there's always a need to put books in the homes, particularly of the population that we're serving. There's a lot of evidence that suggests that actually the number of books in a child home is a direct predictor of educational success and the level of academic achievement that they'll attain. So we're very much trying to push and get more books into the homes of the kids we're serving. And again, it goes back to, I think, getting kids reading more for pleasure outside of school, again, translates to obviously a lot of academic benefits and life benefits, too.
I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer this question, but are there studies that show or that have comparative percentages of the number of children who read today as opposed to, say, 40 years ago?
I'm not sure, but I mean, at least in the experiences that we're seeing, the kids we're serving are talking about how they're reading the books that we give them at home and things like that. And so they are watching video games, they are watching TV, they are playing video games, but we have a lot of evidence that suggests that they're reading the books we give them at home, and we're really encouraged by that.
What's been some of the reaction from parents, from families who may have been skeptical and then are getting involved with this program or getting their children involved and seeing maybe some beneficial results?
The feedback that we get from parents is actually wonderful. They talk about, a lot of parents actually tell us that they can't, they don't have budget to buy books. They don't have the opportunity to bring books into their children's homes and that this is one of the only programs that actually allows them to do that. And so we get wonderful feedback from parents who tell us that their kids are reading and things like that as well.
And so for families that want to get involved in the program, how do they do it? Where can they find more information?
There's information on our website, which is www.riffpittsburgh.org. There's also information on our Facebook page and Twitter.
And we will put a link to that website on our website at wesa.fm. Catherine Heffernan is Assistant Director of Communications and Development for the Pittsburgh Office of Reading is Fundamental. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Coming up, why we'll be seeing another turnpike toll increase. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.